97.70 XT Stacks at Sunrise. It's day number two of 5 days of Vell with legendary Stacks recording artist, Grammy-winning singer-songwriter William Vell. Mr. Vell is on the phone with me. I can't believe it. Oh, my goodness. I'm having an awful lot of fun. Thanks again for joining us here.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. And thank you for keeping the music alive.
We love it. We love it. Well, Mr. Vell, talk to us about the iconic Stacks sound, because you had Steve Cropper, Duck Dunn, Isaac Hayes, Al Jackson Jr., Booker T. Jones, David Porter, collectively known as the Big Six within the walls of Stacks, and were, either as a group or in various combinations, responsible for producing almost all of the label's output from about 1963 to 1969.
That is correct. We were all from the basically the same neighborhood, south side of Memphis. And we knew each other. Booker and I went to the same church. And that sound actually is a collective of all of the stuff that we heard on the radio during that time. You would hear 1 hour of gospel, 1 hour of blues, 1 hour of jazz, and 1 hour of the R&B. So, and so forth and so on. And then what they called back then rockabilly, which was a combination of rock and roll and blues combined. But so we heard it all. And when the Stacks organization came together, you had guys from each one of those entities in the music. You had Steven Duck from more or less a band, but they loved soul music, so they played it all. Then you had Steve and Al from the big band with his father and R&B and blues and jazz. And then you had Booker right from the church right into all of the other elements, and we all grew up in the same neighborhood. So that sound is just a collective of all of the things that we were privy to listening to during our time of growing up, and it was part of our DNA, I guess you might say.
And when you came together to play as a group, it was just second nature. You knew what the other person was going to do.
Absolutely. I mean, that was the magic of it. We'd heard those sounds and those styles so much, whether it was country or blues or whatever, and then you knew exactly where the other person was going with it. And so it made it kind of easy for us to creatively and collectively get together and create the music. And we brought a different sound to it by having the different entities from rockabilly and a little bit of country and a little bit of this and then a little bit of blues. So it all came together, and most of it came out of the church, even with the country.
And I sort of liken the writers and performers at Stacks with the cast of Saturday Night Live, because each an incredible talent, and when working with each other, helped propel themselves to another level. And that's exactly what it sounds like it was at Stacks.
Right, absolutely. And we were, intuitively, we were just like, you know, we were, of course, friends, but we were competitive, and we wanted to outdo each other in writing the best song or writing the best this. And then even when we were writing for each other, I want to write the best song I can for you, so you haven't heard this kind of song. So it all worked out great for us.
You remember your debut single from 1961?
Oh, yeah, if You Don't Miss Your Water.
Can you tell us about that?
I was on tour with the Phineas Newborn Orchestra during the summer and got homesick. And we had a night off, and I was sitting in this hotel room in New York, and it was raining and storming. So I wrote the lyrics to You Don't Miss Your Water. And before I had gone on tour, Chips Moman, who was one of the guys that worked at Stacks and one of the producers and musicians also, engineer, he had asked me about doing a solo project. So when I came back to Memphis, of course, I ran into Chips, and he asked me again about it. And at first, I was a little bit reluctant, and then I agreed to do four songs that I had written, and You Don't Miss Your Water being one of them. while I was homesick on tour in New York.
Let's take a listen to it. It's William Bell, Stacks at Sunrise, 97.70 XT.